Welcome back to A Cup of English. Today is Thursday, the 7th of May, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Spring Gardening Dialogue. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Spring Gardening Dialogue. Spring makes Wenatchee come alive. Because there are so many flowering trees, like dogwoods and magnolias, the town becomes full of pink and white. There are also lots of orchards still. Apple, pear, apricot, and cherry trees are grown in this area, so during the spring, they too blossom. As we get more sun during the day and the occasional rain, you see flowers popping out of the ground all over the place. During the weekends, as you drive through neighborhoods, the noise of lawnmowers fills the air, and men and women are in their gardens weeding, pruning, and planting. As you probably know, a lot of time and effort go into some gardens. It takes knowledge and planning to get the job done. I spoke to a local gardener who takes pride in his garden. Let's listen to what he has to say.
I know that there's a lot of work involved in keeping a garden up. What are some of the jobs that you have to do?
Well, in the spring I aerate the lawn, which gets it ready for the summer months. And the aerator machine puts little plugs in the grass that opens up the soil to fertilizer, water, and air. So it gets the grass growing. It jump starts in the spring.
Right. And what about the trees? What kind of things do people have to do in the spring?
Usually prune the dead limbs and shape the tree. So you'll prune certain limbs and some of the old wood off.
Right. And does that encourage new growth?
Yeah, it gets the new, younger wood growing and just makes the tree look nicer, more presentable.
Okay, and what about vegetables and flowers? Do you grow vegetables?
I don't. Okay. Nor do I grow flowers.
Okay. What kind of equipment do you use? Apart from an aerator and a lawnmower, anything else?
Well, a weed eater to cut down the weeds and trim the edges of the lawn.
Okay. Is that also what you use to cut the hedge and shape the hedge?
No, I use a multi-tool.
As you can see, there's a lot of work and a lot of equipment involved in keeping the lawns and the gardens nice in this area. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this of some use. Please feel free to download the dialogue from acupofenglish.libsyn.com, or you can click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. I look forward to podcasting next week. If you'd like to, please feel free to write to me, drop me an email at acupofenglish.live.com. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.